agriculture. Exporters call for review of rice prices as glut looms. Rice exporters are urging the government to reconsider pricing under the rice mortgage scheme now that the global market has changed. Failing that, Thailand will risk losing its long-held status as the world's top exporter if it only ships 6.5 to 8 million tons, excluding grain sold by the state this year, they warned yesterday. Gobsuk Yamsuri, president of the Thai Rice Exporters Association, said if India exports more than 2 million tons of rice, Thai exports would drop to 6.5 million tons, 3 million tons of white rice, 1 million tons of parboiled rice, 2 million tons of Thai homali rice, and the rest of other types. But if India exports only 2 million tons, Thailand will be able to increase its sales to 8 million tons. The projection did not include government exports, so released stock will influence figures. The U.S. Department of Agriculture projected the global rice trade this year would total 31.88 million tons, down from 34.78 million in 2011 due to a reduction in imports by major markets. See chart. The major reason is rising local production in importing countries, up to 461.4 million tons this year from 450.4 million tons in 2011. The latest projection cut Thai rice exports to only 7 million tons in 2012, down from 8 million predicted in August, and much lower than the 10.5 million tons it shipped last year. Thai rice prices are also the highest in the world, further eroding the country's competitiveness. Therefore, the association wants a revision of the paddy mortgage scheme, which widens the gap of Thai rice and that of its competitors by at least US$100 a ton. Thai 5% white rice is now at $533 a ton, while Indian rice is $435 a ton. Under the mortgage scheme, white paddy rice is guaranteed at 15,000 baht a ton or more, while the minimum for fragrant paddy rice is 20,000 baht. Chukyat Oposwanse, the TREA's honorary president, said while Thailand commands one-third of the global market, its share is not big enough to dictate the global prices. Rice is not a commodity like oil because supply can increase in line with prices. Thailand may see a record high of 12 million tons this year of second crop paddy due to sufficient water. If Thailand exports only 6.5 million tons of rice, the value would be cut by approximately 60 billion baht from 200 billion baht in 2011, he noted. Somsak Kwonsongtum, a TREA vice president, said the policy revision is necessary as the situation has changed with India aggressively exporting its grain. Meanwhile, Commerce Minister Kittirat Naranong stood firm on the mortgage price policy as production this year would be lower than in 2011 due to floods, while global demand is close to the world's supply. The government is confident high-quality Thai rice will sell. We will continue to sell rice on a government-to-government basis. The floods have damaged a large amount, so why don't exporters use this to increase bargaining power? He asked. He added the mortgage would stand for second crop paddy, but gave no price.